You know, we're talking about the, as you guys know, Ryan Zinke and Aaron Flint in studio today. We're talking about the future of this Western Montana district. But really, it's the future of Congress and the future of our country because it's such a tight margin in Washington, D.C. right now. And so when you're thinking about what kind of policies are working for you and your family, those things are on the plate as we talk here today. And it's, I mean, there's energy, right? There's the economy, public lands. We're hearing all kinds of things, and it's hard to know what's truth about this. Well, that's one of the things we try to do here as well. We're going to have just a few minutes. We got 24 minutes. The clock is already running. Aaron Flint and Commander Ryan Zinke today. Let's get right to it here in studio. Commander, Western Montana's representative, Ryan Zinke. How are you, sir?
You know, great. We got the Army-Navy team here today.
I love that. You're representing the Navy, obviously.
I am, and District 1. But, you know, we talked about before we were on the air about it's you know, what's at risk. Really, it's our Montana is at risk. You know, I sit in the sea, and I'm even battleships have to occasionally go into port for repairs. But one thing I know about being in leadership is you never leave your post unless properly relieved. That means you look at the younger leadership, and people ask me, well, why Aaron? Well, I'll tell you about Aaron. One, he's a lieutenant colonel. He's 2 Bronze Stars. He fought in Ramada. I've fought in the same ground. He understands what's going on in the Middle East, you know, personally. Mm. And secondly, you know, as a radio host, yeah, just like you are current on every issue across Montana daily, from chemtrails to cattle prices,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And you listen to everyone. And a former military officer, you know, you're red, white, and blue. And being red, white, and blue, I can tell you, it means that you listen to everyone. And who do you work for? You work for Montana. Because in my judgment, you know, in the last, you know, a year in Congress, we saw a threat on public lands. So it's important to have someone who's from Montana, that homesteaded in Whitefish, you know, born in Glasgow. His dad was a bartender at the Beer Stoop. But he understands how important public lands to us are. Now, we need to manage them better, but he understands the issue. He also understands ag. And so it's great to have someone who's one of us that will defend us in Washington.
Aaron Flint, welcome back to your studio here
This is incredible. Tom Schultz, yeah. It's so good to see you. It's so fun being here in the studio. And, you know, Tom and I, for those who don't know, I've known Tom since I was a college kid at the University of Montana.
Yeah.
My wife, Jessica, worked in the Missoula office for Congressman Denny Reberg with Tom.
I love
her. She says to say hi, by the way.
I love her, okay?
She should be the one running for Congress.
Yeah, we all love her more.
Yeah,
we
that's
all
right. Love her more. Yeah. But she covered Sanders County, Mineral. We were married in Sanders County. She covered all those northwestern counties. And so as I travel all across western Montana, I still run into some great county commissioners and everybody who's like, wow, tell Jessica we say hi, because they remember her work on the ground in western Montana as well.
Thank you for running here as well. You know, and we only got X amount of time because I know how busy the schedule is and you guys got to fly out of here. So I'm going to just like turn the thing over for you guys to tell us about the things that are important, the things that matter, the policy decisions that need to be made and the ones that should be shoveled. I wanted to thank you both for your service, public service as well as your military service. And I know that it's a sacrifice. And I think nowadays that sacrifice takes even a higher toll on people emotionally and physically and things like that. So it is not it's not a decision that you make cavalierly by any means. So thank you both for that.
Mr. Secretary, could I say one thing right out the gates, if you don't mind?
You want to brag on him a little bit too?
I want to dispel some of the fake news that's out there right now. There are people out there saying that they don't have a vote this June. Folks, get out and vote for this June primary election. I am so glad that we have a Republican primary in this U.S. House race, because I am more than excited to get out there and prove who the real Montana AF America First Freedom Fighter is. So we've got several candidates in the race. I'm glad we do. I am the only candidate in this race endorsed by President Donald J. Trump and other folks like my friend Senator Tim Sheehy, Attorney General Austin Knutson, and so many other incredible endorsements.
Well, and on issues that are important, the SAVE Act.
Yeah.
And I've heard this criticism, somehow it's anti-woman. So this is what you have to do. When you register to vote, you have to show you're a U.S. citizen. All right? To suggest that a female can't show she's a U.S. citizen, I think that's insulting. My wife was insulted. I mean, you have a Social Security number. All the name changed because I've been divorced. Do you have divorce papers? Yeah. So you should show, all of us should show you're a U.S. citizen. Secondly, you should have an ID to vote. You have to have an ID to go into Costco. Okay? And just because you have a real ID doesn't mean you're a U.S. citizen. That's, in fact, not what it means at all. It just says you are who you are and you live in the address. So having an ID and being registered as a U.S. citizen, and lastly, only one vote per person. If you're in Minnesota, you can vouch for 8 same day. You show up, you can bring 8 other people, and you can vouch for them. That's exactly why we have fraud, waste, and abuse in the system. Look, your vote is as important as mine. And when you go down to vote, I want to make sure that my vote counts just like you. If it doesn't count, then why do you vote? So, you know, this is an American experience. We all got to do our part. But SAVE Act, I think, is probably the number one priority piece of legislation in this Congress
right
now.
You guys got it out of the House. It's in the Senate. Do you think that they should make that move, the filibuster buster?
Yeah.
That's a tough question.
At this point, look, America wants it. So it's being held up by a few, mm-hmm. right? And I think their procedures, they'll go through it long. But I think the Senate will go through. I don't pretend to judge the Senate. They're a different body. I like the House.
Yeah.
The House you fight
every
day. It's like I always get a kid. The House is a 2-year sentence. The Senate is 6 to life.
Well, and the House has been getting the job done. Very it's true. Getting bogged down in the Senate. The day after the Turning Point USA event at Montana State University, which was shortly after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I was talking with a young man named Finley Warden, and we had this conversation, and he said, look, if the Republicans don't deliver right now, this year, these younger voters, they showed up in a major way for President Trump and the Republicans in 2024, a big part of Senator Tim Sheehy's massive victory over John Tester. If the Republicans don't deliver for those younger generations right now, those younger generations may never vote for the Republican Party ever again. So they've got to deliver. And so whether it's going back, I've been saying for a long time, they need to go back to how the filibuster is traditionally supposed to be done, because we can't just have a handful of weak-kneed Republicans and leftist Democrats that currently shut down the Department of Homeland Security stopping progress from happening, because our country is at a turning point right now. I truly believe that's why this election is so important, Tom. Yeah. This election is so important, especially in the Western Congressional District, because the Democrats are foaming at the mouth. They think they can pick up a win, and look what they will do. I mean, look what they will do. Flood the borders with illegal aliens, drive up the cost of everything again. But we're at a turning point. I think we're at a turning point where we're going to decide whether our country remains a free republic for another 250 years or not. And so that's why we have to deliver for these young generations, because these young generations are going to be the ones who preserve this free republic.
This is what – go ahead, Commander.
Well, I was going to say, you know, on delivery, Aaron makes a great point. So what does delivery look like? One is the economy. Mm-hmm. You know, things are struggling. Now we see an elevated gas price, but I can tell you –
spending's still out of control.
Spending's still out of control, and that's why interest rates are you know, so high. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get in details, I think the 10-year bond is probably the litmus test of where we are. But when we have $38 trillion of debt, and you got to look at why. Mm-hmm. I think spending, but also, you know, tone, and it matters what's on the ground. And a lot of it is just get the government out of the way so you can have a business. Making sure we have fair trade involved. And, you know, there's a lot of issues out there, but I think 3 things have to happen. I think the economy has to feel better. And GDP was up, inflation was down prior to energy, and everyone wasn't get hit with the largest tax bill. So it takes a little while, but the economy is moving forward. I think interest rates got to go down. So things are more affordable, you know, on your credit card or your mortgage.
Points, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice. If the 30-year mortgage is around 5.5, I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
I think gas at the pump, it was at $2.25. I think that's a good price point on there. But in the war, and we can talk about the war. Look, for 47 years, we watched Iran say death to America. And as a former Navy SEAL commander at six, I can tell you there's a lot of my friends that aren't here today because of Iran. They provided weapons, intelligence, targeting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're also the sponsor of Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. They're the number one sponsor of worldwide terror. By the way, the greatest population of Hezbollah and Hamas outside the Middle East is in Venezuela. But the president made the decision. It was the right decision to take down the regime because the deal was this. You are not going to have a nuclear weapon. Because when they say death to America, they mean it.
Yeah.
So don't think for an instant if they had a nuclear weapon, it wouldn't be on some shipping container, you know, coming into Houston or D.C. or L.A.
Ryan mentioned a 30-year mortgage. I don't know if a lot of your listeners know this, but 30% of the cost of a home is because of regulations alone. It's because of big government regulations alone. I think they're saying that it's $100,000 before you even dig the hole in the ground to build a house. So if we want to deliver affordable housing, we've got to deal with regulations. We've got to make our timber industry great again and get domestic supply up and running again here. We've got to mine and manufacture in America again. And really, that's why my message is we're going to make the Montana dream affordable again. And go to flintformontana.com if you want to help make that happen. But we're going to make the Montana dream affordable again. Tom, I know you've spent a lot of time in Missoula. All three of my kids were born in Missoula. I was the student body president.
At the University of Montana.
But the most important thing, his dad was a bartender at the beer
store. There we go.
All right.
I'd like to meet that guy.
and a great bartender. His mom worked in Glasgow.
So yeah. we were having lunch in Superior, a week or so ago, and we're driving to Missoula, and, okay, I need coffee, right? Coffee first, before anything else. Well, I get a text from Josh Smith at the Montana Knife Company. You're probably familiar with the Montana Knife Company. And anyway, and I was like, hey, man, we're actually passing MKC right now. He's got a brand new coffee shop in there. It's incredible. So we go in, get a good cup of coffee. Well, he just walks me out on the manufacturing floor there. I think he's got 120 employees now at his brand new facility there.
Yeah.
Tom, this was so cool. He was telling me about a kid he hired, a high school kid in Missoula who just graduated a few years ago. He hired this kid as a high schooler. That kid never got a college degree. The kid's making six figures right now. So if we want to make the Montana dream affordable again, we're going to support trades education and we're going to support our manufacturers like Josh and so many others out there, because that's what we want. I got a college degree. It worked for me, but there are so many kids that are acquiring debt, and we want our kids to be making high wage jobs and be able to stay here in Montana.
I appreciate that, because you identify a problem, then you have to identify a path towards solutions, and identifying the regulations is one of those. Actually, it's low hanging fruit if we are all honest about it and get after it. I've got a couple of phone calls, and I only got like now 10 minutes. The clock's still ticking. It is Commander Ryan Zinke.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Oh, that's really good. I appreciate that. Western District candidate is Aaron Flint. Aaron, I appreciate it. Is Flint for Montana? That's a great URL, by the way. Flint for Montana.
We'll get you a Montana AF T-shirt here one of these days. Montana America First T-shirt.
I might even wear it in public.
There you go.
Let's go to the phones here real quick, because I know people like to talk, and you guys and you've
that's
done
the best part of the show.
Really
here.
Good yep. radio for years, Aaron. I want to thank you for that.
Well, you,
and being a part
you,
of this,
you
too,
do, Tom. Holy cow! Yeah.
Okay, so Nancy, listening in Roundup. Let's go, Nancy. Thank you so much. You're on the air here. Good to have you.
Good morning, Nancy.
Hi. Thank you, Tom, and good morning, guys. You're a blessing. I'm telling you, I love both of you. But I got to tell you, I got a couple of real quick questions. Okay. We've got our War Department asking for $260 billion more dollars to fight the war in Iran. Do you think that this is going to have an impact on the midterm elections for the Republicans? You mentioned the SAVE Act. My second question, 23 illegal aliens were recently found registered to vote in our state. And it looks like there was 159 votes that they cast between the 23 of them. What kind of severe I mean severe punishment should these illegals receive. And thank you so much, Aaron. I got a yard sign. I'm putting it up on my barn for you.
We love you, Nancy. It's so great to hear your voice again. Right.
And real quickly, there is a supplement. I haven't read it through, but it's probably going to be in the $200 billion range for missiles and restock. And, you know, when you deplete it, you got to restock it. To me, you got to find an offset. Let's find out where we're getting the money. And the first rung is fraud, waste, and abuse. All right, before we need to do this anyway, but let's find fraud, waste, and abuse. I've seen estimates as much as $1 trillion of fraud, waste, and abuse. But as an example, Minnesota, when you have daycare centers with no kids, you have services delivering seniors with no seniors, you have, fake hospitals and fake diagnostics, they're all living off the federal dollars. You know what? We got to go after that.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the fraud, waste, and abuse first.
And that should be something that everybody is getting on board about.
And I'm pro-defense, but defense is also sitting on 800,000 DOD employees. So how much is that? Well, when you add up pension, you add up health care and salary, it's about $200 billion. These are civilian employees. Many of them are absolutely essential, absolutely. But we got to also reorganize and look at the battle that we're fighting today and tomorrow, rather than fighting World War II. So streamline it and look at the savings part. But we need a supplemental. When we put our troops in harm's way, you got to make sure they have the right equipment, right training to win decisively on the field of battle. Absolutely, it costs money. But that's fine, an offset.
I love listening to this guy, Aaron. I really do. You know, you couldn't have a better mentor, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got to say.
Army-Navy team.
Army-Navy team. All right, got you. Yeah. Well, Navy-Army team.
I do have to say, though, big thanks to Ryan Zinke and his wife, Lola, and their family. I mean, over 35 years of service to this country as a Navy SEAL, state legislator, congressman, member of Trump's cabinet, congressman again. And so we just got to thank them for that incredible sacrifice and service over all those years. Let me say to the families out there, our friend Johnny downstairs, I said this downstairs, I don't want Johnny's kids to have to go on the same Middle East deployments that I had to go on. And for longer than I've been alive, we've had a troop presence over there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize how big that troop presence truly is. So bottom line up front is President Trump didn't start a war with Iran. President Trump is fighting to end a war with Iran. Frankly, that's been going on longer than I've been alive even. And so that's point number one. Point number two is this. None of us want to see, and I would never support, a boots on the ground, Iraq-style nation-building exercise. We don't want to have any of that. So I hope this gets wrapped up, and when I'm sworn in to be your member of Congress, we focus on making the Montana dream affordable again. That's what I'm focused on.
Aaron Flint, once again, it's flintformontana.com. And Ryan Zinke, zinke.house.gov. We got 5 minutes, and we'll take a real quick phone call here from a voter in your district. It's Skip listening in Hamilton on KLYQ. Good morning, Skip. You're on the air with the commander and lieutenant colonel.
Good morning, Skip.
Good morning, sir, and good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
I just saw you last week, and it was a pleasure to meet you finally, because I talked to you many times on your previous show. And so I wanted to know, are all these different Lincoln Reagans that you're going to be going to? I wanted to know, and I'm sure a lot of voters want to know, what do you think is going to be the separator that people are going to hear from you when you speak for a few minutes? Each one of you have a chance to speak, yourself, Al Olszewski, and Christie.
Yep.
What do you think will be the separator that'll make them go, yep, that's the guy? Because they're going to hear you for a few minutes, and it'll be the first time they saw you.
Well, what do you think, Skip? Because, you know, you've gotten to listen to me on the radio. We got to see you in Stevensville last week. What would you think would be the separator?
If you're in Ravalli County at the Lincoln Reagan dinner 2 weeks from tomorrow,
we'll be there.
Sure, they're going to want to hear your especially about natural resources and mining and things like that. And I mean, I'm sure you'll have many different PowerPoints. And I was wondering if you knew of one in particular.
Well, I'd love to. Well, here's what I hope will happen. I'm planning on being there. I hope the other candidates are there. They haven't been showing up to a lot of these events, but I hope they're all there. I've actually called for a debate at every single Lincoln, Reagan, Trump dinner in the Western Congressional District. Why haven't these other candidates committed to a debate in every single county in the Western Congressional District? I don't want to just see one separator. I want to point out a whole slate of separators in this race. That's why I've been calling for debates. And that's why I'm so happy, again, that there is a primary. There's people out there pretending to be victims. Conservatives are not victims. We are fighters, not victims. So step into the debate arena, not just once, but in every county in this state, because I'm more than excited to get out there and prove who the real Montana America First freedom fighter is. But let's have a debate. Instead of me giving some speech and the other candidates giving some speech at that Lincoln Reagan, let's have a debate right then and there. Will these other candidates commit to having that debate? Because I'll tell you what, I'm ready for it.
Aaron Flint once again and Ryan Zinke is in studio. We only got like 2 minutes here. And how do you wrap up what you've just begun, so to speak, in 2 minutes? But why don't you tell us, Aaron, your call to this? Because what brought you to this point in your life and what are you going to do after this?
You know, thanks so much, Tom, for that question. I think back to 9/11 and the 9/11 terror attacks. I never thought I would join the military. I remember being in my grandpa's house right there in Summers, Montana, and seeing his Navy World War II pictures. And I had so much admiration. My great grandpa went to World War I out of Whitefish. My grandpa went to World War II out of Whitefish. My dad was a wild man bartender who performed at the Big Fork Summer Theater. There's a Flint Avenue in Whitefish where they lived. Shortest street in all of Whitefish, I think. But I never thought I would serve in the military. But when those 9/11 terror attacks happened, it's like, look, whether you think you're good enough to serve or not, it's time for all of us to step up and do something. And I feel like our country is at a turning point right now. And this Western Congressional District race is so critical to the future of Montana. Because, I mean, look at what just happened in Kalispell. A far-left socialist from Portland just won the mayor's race in Kalispell because conservatives were divided, because some conservatives were waffling. Kalispell just fell to a socialist Democrat. We cannot allow Western Montana to fall to the socialist Democrats. This race is so important for our country and for Montana, but a bigger picture, our country is at a turning point right now. That's why I was willing to step away from a microphone that I love and I know you love.
You do. I know you do, yeah.
To do this because yeah. It's that important.
Well, good luck, and I appreciate that. Getting on the campaign trail. I know the campaign trail is awfully pretty busy, right? You guys are off here in just a few minutes.
You know, how interesting. You know, we should all just take a moment to realize how lucky we are to be in Montana. Yeah.
That's right.
I deal with Washington, D.C., obviously on a regular basis, but we're really lucky to be in Montana. And I can say America is strong. So never, ever bet against America. So we may have our differences, back and forth, but we're all under one flag. And my message today is America's great. We're going to be greater. And we are really blessed to live in Montana.
We don't move forward unless we have hope like that. So thank you so much for it, Ryan.
That's why we've got to fight to defend it in our Montana way of life.
I get it. Well, I look forward to chatting with you guys down the road, too. You know, you're not done yet, Commander.
No, I'm still in my post, guys. Yeah. I'm still on the front line every day. Yeah. I defend Montana every day. We have a great staff. We're going to continue our mission and serving. But I look forward to is that the next rung of leadership. I think she has been great. Proven that you need someone who's young, talented, and willing to fight. That's what America is about.
Thank you guys so much. I know you got to run, so I'm
great
getting you out
see
of
you
here.
Guys. Yeah, I might randomly call in every now and then too, just to see what's going on, just to check in.
But we're going to recognize you, so you're going to have to give your last name.
Okay,
you can't go anonymous anymore.
Yeah, that's right. I can't use a fake voice or anything.
No, I think we'd call you out on that. Thank you. Good luck to you, Aaron.
Good to see you guys.
And Commander, thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.